Now, Prague City Court began the trial of two elderly men on Monday in connection with a murder case that goes back almost 50 years. The two men, Milan Michel and Stanislav Tomes, are accused of sending a letter bomb to a senior French politician whose wife was killed by mistake. However, the case was adjourned almost as soon as it began due to the men's age and ill health. And Rob Cameron joins me in the studio now. Rob, we've heard the case has been adjourned. Does that mean it has been postponed indefinitely?
Well, it's hard to say, Jan, but knowing how slowly the Czech justice system works, it's very likely. Only one of the two men, Mr. Michel, who's now 79, turned up in court. The second, Mr. Tomas, excused himself on grounds of ill health. The judge will now examine whether they are indeed fit to stand trial.
Now, it sounds like indeed a fascinating case going back so far. Tell us a bit more about it.
Well, it dates back to 1957, the darkest days of the Cold War, if you like. The two were members of communist Czechoslovakia's intelligence service, the STB, and they were involved in a plot to murder a senior French politician, and that was an attempt to drive a wedge between France and Germany and actually stave off the creation of what we now know as the European Union.
Mm-hmm. And what was this, the incentive, say, for communist Czechoslovakia to try to actually prevent the creation of the European Union?
Well, it wasn't so much Czechoslovakia. According to two former Czechoslovak intelligence officers who later defected to the West, the whole thing was orchestrated by Moscow, by the Russians. The Soviets were deeply concerned about French-German reconciliation, and in particular by the planned creation of the European Economic Community, which later became, of course, the European Union. They saw that as a threat to their economic and geopolitical interests. So the KGB plans to kill a senior French official, blame it on German neo-Nazis, and thus drive a wedge between France and Germany.
And so if the KGB were orchestrating the whole thing from above, how were the two Czech defendants involved?
Well, in May 1957, according to prosecutors, they built and sent a letter bomb disguised as a box of cigars to this French politician, André Trémaux, who was the prefect of Strasbourg. It was addressed to him at a session of the European Coal and Steel Community, which became the EEC, which became the EU. However, the package wasn't opened for several days, and it wasn't opened by him eventually. It was opened by his wife, Henriette, who was killed. So not only did the Russians kill the wrong woman, they also quite obviously failed in their attempts at preventing the unification of Europe.
Okay, thanks, Rob Cameron, for that story.